Next applicant is Madison Opera. If we could take a look at their work samples. When you've seen enough,
look forward one more time.
Yeah. Maggie, would you like to start out the review?
Sure. The mission of Madison Opera is to produce opera of the highest artistic standard. In support of this mission, Madison Opera will advance appreciation of the operatic art form to the widest possible audience, use the uniqueness of opera to enrich the culture of the community, provide the Madison Opera audience with proven new and culturally diverse works, ensure the present and future of the company through responsible fiscal and organizational management. They are now in their 58th year. They're only one of two Wisconsin companies presenting fully staged grand opera. They do three main stage productions annually of classic and modern operas, reaching audiences of over 10,000. They produce Opera in the Park, which is a free production every summer, which draws 14,000 audience members. They employ hundreds of Wisconsin audiences, Wisconsin artists, rather. They have a 32-member board of trustees that meets 8 times annually. The executive committee meets 7 times, and the committees meet as needed, and they have 7 advisors. They have several community engagement programs, which include Opera Novice, Opera Up Close, Community Previews, pre-show talks, and related film screenings. They combine productions of both new works with classics in an attempt to keep the art form fresh. They have partnerships with local arts organizations, Canopy Dance, the Madison Symphony, and Madison Opera Chorus. They manage their resources to maintain financial viability. They get income from renting out the Madison Opera Center facilities, like their parking ramp, the tenant space, and rehearsal hall. Individual support has remained steady, while corporate support has declined. They provide access to the art form with financially accessible tickets, along with a student rush program. They have ongoing outreach and engagement programs with student matinees, the year-long high school apprentice program, and the night at the opera for Big Brothers and Big Brothers Big Sisters. They have free performances in retirement centers and libraries, which is their way of taking the art to the community. Their program called Angels at the Opera provides free tickets to volunteers and staff at community service centers. Opera in the Park, as I mentioned before, attracts more attendees per capita than any other company in the U.S. The general director is a vice chair of the Opera America Board of Directors and chair of the Women's Opera Network Steering Committee. They advertise and promote their productions to Spanish language audiences through using Spanish language media. They choose their season, their productions, to meet various criteria, including providing a range of repertoire that represents the full range of the art form, the productions that best serve those chosen works, and expanding the community's appreciation of opera, as well as maintaining fiscal viability. The general director and artistic director will select the season with input from the staff, trustees, community, and patrons. Their evaluation tools include ticket sales, attendance figures, and engagement program participation. They also look at qualitative evaluation tools like audience feedback and critical reviews. They were cited by the Wall Street Journal for significant success in providing community access to opera. A negative was that their organizational plan was just a description of programs. I certainly expected more from an organization of this size. Otherwise, the company appears to be very well run, fiscally sound. They provide a benefit to the community. An excellent proposal, except for the not being able to see a proper organizational plan.
Thank you, Joe. Your comments?
Just echoing a few things. Opera in the Park is a wonderful program. Fundraising for this organization is a solid 61% of its income. And I want to particularly highlight that 14% of their income comes from that facility. That is outstanding. You talk about putting another leg on the funding stool. That is fabulous. I love some of the outreach programs. The Night at the Opera with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Opera with pizza. You know, there's just barriers being broken down. Now, I'm a conservatory boy, and there are barriers being broken down. Opera and pizza was one of them. Opera singers singing national anthems at ball games is another one. You know, they're not shy about breaking down some of the ingrained barriers of opera. I thought their board list was well defined, right down to the point of telling us who the executive committee were. All the affiliations were there as well. They have a nice partnership, it looks like, with Wisconsin Public Radio, recording and broadcasting some of their work, which obviously is a big thing. I loved a couple of things that they said in their narrative that I just thought gelled the organization for me. The first was opera does not stand still, because for 80% of opera companies, I think opera does stand still. And the fact that that's the first line of how did you do it shows some of the, you know, enhances some of the things we've been talking about in the program. I also like, I thought they did a fabulous job. It's only one little paragraph, but for me, it showed a real knowledge of the challenge and a way to break it down into pieces that civilians can understand. was when they were talking about production costs and how they can't afford to do a brand new production of everything they do, and part of what they have to do is to rent a set from Santa Fe or wherever, figure out how to adapt that to their show. Maybe the costumes are coming from somewhere else. Maybe it's a combination of this, that, and the other. But that's a creative process too, and creating your individual production out of the diverse things that are out there from other productions is a difficult thing to do, and probably the only way you're going to make something work economically when you're paying the other production costs of staging an opera. I thought it was really well stated and wanted to call it out, including the part that you can plan what the set's going to cost, but you don't know what the fuel is going to cost to truck that set on any given day, and that's a variable that you can only do your best to prepare for. So it talked about not only the specifics but the variables. Apparently, I like the Opera Center and deriving income so much that I highlighted it in a different color so that I wouldn't forget. I enjoyed reading about this company. I enjoyed reading about what they are and what they're doing from a business side of things. But I also enjoyed the idea that, you know, there are real obvious barriers to break down that we all know that are important. But another barrier is the perception of an art form as for those people, you know. And I think that they did a really nice job of making their organization accessible to their community.
Did I miss it? Is an audit required for that?
For the larger organizations, yes.
I did not see one here. Did I miss it? Any reference to an audit?
I see the 990.
An annual report. I'll be sure that there was an annual report here. I think those would have been helpful when you're dealing with a company of this size.
I worked off the 990, obviously, but you... That was the first place.
But I think in the instructions we had, there's something about...
I'm sure you're correct about that.
I really liked the way they listed their engagement activities. It was just really clear and showed in a manageable way how robust that element is to what they're doing, and also speaks to their breaking down the barriers of opera. I also wanted to echo that I liked the way they talked about the business of opera. I thought they had a really good understanding of what will play well with an audience base, and they were doing very careful and strategic season planning with a consideration of classics, things that they'll know will perform with the right amount of risk baked into the season. And as noted, they built really strong artistic collaborations to complement areas of their own weakness, which is a strength. I really appreciated that their mission is part of the rubric for success for them, but they call that out.
Mm-hmm. I think I have more of them.
So there is an audit?
It's attached to the same documentation as the 990. Mm-hmm. It's the last...
So I have to scroll all the way down?
The last 20 pages of that.
Okay. We have 1 minute left.
So I just have a question, to the panel. I know it was mentioned that having a letter of support was important for the other applicants. This being a resident company of the Overture Center, would that have been a...
Yes, I missed one. Thank you.
It looks like the annual report was attached as one of the support materials.
No, you're exactly right, especially since they have this production facility that's
really easy.
Oh, there is no annual report.
Okay.
Thank you.
You didn't require an annual report. report.
Nope, it was an optional.
Or not. Mm-hmm.
I'm so curious if they would have. Yeah.
I'm going to call time.
Okay.